everyone. This is Rebecca Mathias, and we are here today for the Legendary Leadership Radio Show. I am so excited to be here with you. I am an intuitive business and success coach, and we gather every Tuesday at 2, all of us women in business from everywhere in the world. We gather each week to come together to get accountability and guidance to get more done in a feminine way. And you truly are the pioneers that are leading the way on a new path of getting it done like a woman, where you get success, accomplishment, increased self-confidence, and project completion. It's your time to take a stand and step into your own greater levels of success and accomplishment. And I am so excited to be here with you today. I started this weekly show to support you, motivate you, and coach you on what actions and mindset you need in order to create the success you deserve so you can live your best life, inspiring and empowering others. These shows are a way for me to give back, and they speak most near and dear to my passion of supporting and empowering women making a difference in the world through their business. You can learn more about working with me at RebeccaMathias.com and join our Legendary Leadership Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/Legendary Leadership. And our intro music is called Be the Change by award-winning singer-songwriter Bob Sima. And you can find more out about Bob and his music at BobSima.com. So today, I am so excited to share with you. We are talking about you getting your energy back. And I know especially during this time of the year, you can feel depleted, you can feel exhausted, you can feel like your energy has been drained, you're running around, there's things more on the to-do list, more on the social list. And at the end of the day, sometimes you get put on the back burner until when? January? So I knew this would be of support to you and also something that I can share from my own personal life of what's been going on for me. So if you read my email that was sent out with the reminder, and just for those of you who are on the call, the email, once you sign up for Legendary Leadership Radio Show, you are in the community. You have to sign up for the Facebook page separately, but once you opt in on that opt-in page, you get email details automatically every Tuesday. And today actually almost didn't happen because I woke up this morning to my children being home again from school and no power whatsoever. So no computer battery and phone battery. They died pretty quickly. And then I got the brilliant idea to charge my phone in my car. And shortly after that, the power came back on. So we are back up and running here. And that is just an example of how to get it done. And so when you have a problem arise that you don't actually see a solution for, it's not time to go into shutdown or overwhelm. It's actually time to get creative. And so I sat thinking, how can I take care of myself? You know, how can I complete the commitments that I've made? I was supposed to, you know, I was on a call right before this radio show. And I also have other calls later this afternoon and this evening for my clients in Canada and also in Paris and a woman in Italy. And so when you don't necessarily see the way of how you can get it done, it's time to get the support that you need and see how you can be better supporting yourself and ask for support as well. As get creative, and that may be requiring you to get on the phone with someone that you can get creative with. And so it's sort of interesting in all of the technology that we have here. One of the solutions I was thinking of was to go to my neighbor who's, you know, up there in her 80s but yet has a corded phone. So in this day and age with all of our technology, it's sort of interesting to think that if we don't have a battery or a generator or some kind of a backup, you know, we are limited. I have a landline, but I don't have a corded phone. And so nowadays, these cordless landline phones that plug into the wall, obviously you need electricity for those. So it's just funny to think about the different ways that you can look at getting solutions. And it didn't really dawn on me in the midst of, you know, trying to take care of my boys and make sure we were going to be warm enough in the house and that sort of thing, and also reaching out to people, letting them know that I was not sure if I was going to be able to connect on calls during the day. because we were unaware of when we were getting our power back over here on the East Coast. And so it wasn't until, you know, probably lunchtime that it dawned on me, oh, I can go, you know, start my car. And, you know, I had to manually open my garage door and start my car and start charging my phone in there so at least I could do the radio show and get on my international calls. But up until that point, I was definitely debating on whether or not to do the radio show just because, you know, there's preparation and so on involved. And so that's another part of getting it done is you really getting clear and making an executive decision from a place of power, not from a place of excuse and not from a place of victimhood and not from a place of disempowerment. So if there's too much on your social schedule or there's too much on your work schedule or whatever your schedule is or looks like for the rest of December, it may be time for you to sit down and get into reality about what needs to go. And when you choose to show up powerfully and not as a victim and not, oh, I'm so sorry, we can't make it, and not be that people-pleasing person that's truly not going to get you any kind of results that you're desiring, you really need to get real with your time, with your calendar, and look at when is the time that you have set in place for yourself. And so when you do make a decision like telling someone you can't meet them for lunch or telling someone that you need to not, you're not going to be able to make it to this party or you're not going to be able to do whatever it is that you have now come to the conclusion that it's not in your best interest, because it's your life and no one else is going to take a stand for what's best for you, you have to be the one willing to take a stand for you and what's best for you and perhaps for your family. And so if that means you tell someone, I can't make it to the party, don't make up excuses. And a woman in her power also doesn't need to explain herself. So if I say to someone that I've committed to doing something and I just say, this is no longer going to work for me, I don't need to tell them why. And far too often, women get into this explaining things away. And along with that typically comes self-judgment. And what's happening during that time is that they're actually judging themselves first to prevent the other person from judging them. Or a little white lie never hurt, right? That's what I was brought up with. And it just never made me feel good to tell a little white lie, to say, oh, well, my children aren't feeling well or I'm not feeling well. And having come to learn the law of attraction in the very beginning, I thought, oh dear, you know, am I going to now like attract something that makes my kids sick or attract some kind of a travesty? And, you know, having studied more deeply into the art of manifestation, I know that's not the case. However, making a lie was never feeling good to me on the inside. And it wasn't until I really got out of victimhood thinking and into my power as a woman in business that I was able to show up and say, this is not going to work for me. Or, you know, and saying it in love as well. So not being like, well, you know, look, this isn't going to work for me. I mean, that's, you know, not necessary. But being able to show up and say, originally I committed to this, and I'm seeing now that with my work schedule and some other things that have happened that are unpredictable. I mean, obviously I wasn't predicting that my children were going to have off from school yesterday and today, which throws a bit of a monkey wrench into my life and business as an entrepreneur who works from home. And so, you know, the time that I had allotted for certain tasks were, you know, taken up by me being present with my children for different things and lunch and breakfast and those sorts of things as well. And so to be able to say to someone, although this originally was going to work for me, I see now that it's not going to work. And I do apologize that I'm unable to fulfill this commitment or what have you. However, I need to do what's best for me. And if you're speaking to someone else who is truly a friend or a woman in her power as well, then they will respect that. And if they don't, then you can decide whether you want to continue on in a friendship like that or in a relationship like that or in a business colleague relationship like that. Because I will tell you with complete honesty that if someone came to me and said, hey, Rebecca, you know I told you I would have this delivered to you, or even one of my team members, if they come to me and say powerfully, you know, I needed, you know, if I hear a bunch of excuses, like it just doesn't feel very clean energy. But if you're in your power and you say, well, this is what was going on in my life, and this is what I needed to do to take care of this, and this is what I needed to do to get this done, and now my deadline is going to be this day instead of this day, the drama is left out of that. And then you can show up as powerful in creating your life in the way that you want it to be and in devoting time to your business in the way that you want it to be. And so with that being said, and with the understanding that December is certainly one of the busiest months with people putting time and energy into finishing things up, getting prepared for the holidays, decorating, cooking more than often, spending more time with people more than usual. So there's a lot of things happening in December that don't normally happen on the 11 other months out of the year, per se. And so it's most important during those times that we as women, and especially we as women in business, take the time to rejuvenate and relax, and also to up our self-care. And taking better care of ourselves, we can show up more powerfully and be more efficient and effective in our business. And in The Science of Getting Rich, it talks about doing things in a certain way. And it really wasn't until probably a couple of months ago that this really popped for me, because I kept thinking, like, why do I keep missing the part where he talks about what that way is? But the way is that you're doing things in an efficient way. You're showing up as powerful. You're doing things consistently. So that is the way in which successful people who are looking to have a great impact and make a lot of money conduct themselves in their lives. And so the part of that is doing that self-care. It is showing up for yourself and taking a stand for how your time looks, and not saying I'm totally overwhelmed, or I'm crazy busy, or I'm, you know, going into shutdown or overwhelm, which is something that's a very common thing for me. And I have to really take a stand for up leveling my awareness to see when I'm doing that, and to reach out for the support that I need when I do that. Now, here's the thing. I mean, during the most busy month of the year, on top of everything else, I am personally have introduced into my life some very new situations. Number one, I'm going through a divorce, so I'm finishing up all of the different things involved with that. Number two, I'm new to dating as a single woman. Number three, I'm new to being a single mother and managing a household all by myself with only my financial income covering everything. Number three, I'm really kind of revving my business back up after taking a little bit of a hiatus over the summer and being present with my kids from being off from school and then spending some time in Paris towards the end of the summer. And on top of that, I'm really new to being the program director of my mentor's academy that she is launching and is getting ready to start in January. So that's the GinaDeVee.com if you want to go check that out. And so there's a lot of time management and balancing, redistributing and all of this stuff for me. And I have found myself over the past couple of months really going into overwhelm to the point where I'm like in the middle of my day in my office and I'm ready to cry. I'm literally sitting at my computer like, how can I do all of this? Even with my team, I have, you know, a great virtual assistant that helps me with some things, and I have a personal assistant coming every week consistently. And that was a big change for me just a couple of months ago to upgrade to that. And for those of you who are thinking, oh, my gosh, I could never make that leap to have a personal assistant come, I'm actually at the point now where I'm recognizing I really need a personal assistant to come twice a week for 3 hours each clip, so a total of 6 hours. So I'm really ready to double the amount of personal assistant time that I have. And I recognize that in doing that, it gives me more time. When I'm working from a place of overwhelm, when I'm dealing with clients or dealing with colleagues or, you know, bringing my energy to whatever it is that I show up for, from a place of, oh no, overwhelm or the scarcity mindset of there's not enough time and I have so many things that I need to get done, I'm truly doing a disservice not only to myself, I'm just empowering myself. And so fortunately, with the practice, I have, you know, cultivated this muscle over the past 6 years and strengthened it to the point where I don't go into overwhelm and stay there for more than probably 5 minutes, especially over the past, I would say, 4 or 5 months. I really am able to catch myself, and if I can't catch myself and bring myself out of it, I know how to reach out for support. And so this past weekend, I really recognized, you know, the week before I had pulled some extra hours that are, you know, more than normal for me to complete some projects and to complete some tasks and that sort of thing. And I really chose to safeguard. I have chosen also going forward to totally safeguard 100% every single Sunday and to really unplug and to really rejuvenate and to really recharge, whatever that is. Maybe it is something adventurous like going skiing, since we do have almost 10 inches of snow here now. Maybe it is, like for me this past Sunday was relaxing on the couch and having a fire and, you know, kind of have some football on in the background and then making an amazing gourmet dinner and having a friend over for dinner and enjoying the time together that way. So whatever that is for you, it's really incredibly critical for you to safeguard your time. In the same way, if you're a mother, you know that you would have your child go to bed at a certain time every night. You wouldn't just let your child be up until 1 o'clock in the morning every night and eating out of the ice cream tub or what have you, or eating junk. You really need to safeguard your personal time in that same way. And that may include you going and getting a massage once a month, or going and having your hair done or your nails done, or hiring that personal assistant to help you with the laundry or the vacuuming or whatever. And if you don't safeguard your time, there's no one else that's going to come along and do that for you. So the sooner you can get on the calendar what it is that you're doing, the faster and the better everything will be for you. And so if you take that time of rejuvenation, you can show up in your business with more energy, with more passion, with more presence, with more awareness, and with more strength and beauty. And when you do that, your business will have the power to deliver the results that you desire, to perhaps take your income to a monthly consistent income, or for you to break into six figures or have that $10,000 month or whatever that goal is for you. And so what happened for me on Sunday was sort of interesting. I did, in the midst of my, I'm calling it a divine living day, particularly because of my mentor Gina's brand of divine living and the divine living coaching certification. And so taking a divine living day for yourself, or taking this nourishing day for yourself, whatever you want to call it, I had committed this day to delegate just to rejuvenation, but there was also a quick project that I needed to complete that I had promised someone I would get that to them. And so I was going to do it first thing in the morning, but I just felt like I just really needed this relaxing time. And so I didn't complete it until the afternoon, early afternoon. And so I sat there and I completed it, and I had an absolute blast completing and doing the task at hand. That part was just so enjoyable and really enriched the day that I was already having. However, it was the procrastination in my mind leading up to doing the task that was causing the struggle and the agony, and not allowing me to fully 100% enjoy the time relaxing by the fire and having a glass of wine and all of that awesome stuff. And so I finally completed this document that I was working on, and I hit save, saved it to my desktop, sent it off to the person I said I would email it to, and I literally leapt up off of the couch, put my laptop down, leapt up off of the couch, and I could have done like 15, 20 jumping jacks right then and there. I was so energetic. I mean, it was almost like I just had this big energetic pour of golden energy just fly into my body, like being electrically shocked or something along those lines. And I felt like celebrating, and I just was so excited. I was excited to start cooking, and I was excited to have a glass of wine while I was cooking and enjoy this amazing dinner with my friends. And so what I really realized was, on a deeper level, because I've said this for months and months and months, you know, being known as the get it done expert in the coaching industry and ending procrastination and infusing implementation, which is the number one thing that entrepreneurs really get stuck with. You know, this is my area of expertise. This is what I help clients achieve, and they get results faster and they make more money faster because they're working with me. It wasn't until this particular experience this Sunday that I realized, my clients hear me talk about, and you may have heard me talk about this on the radio show as well, things that take up psychic real estate. And so all of these things on your to-do list, whether it's a business to-do list or a personal to-do list, they take up so much energy from your day. And so you've got your mind is not 100% focused on whatever task at hand you're doing because you're thinking about, oh, no, I need to call the garage door repairman, or I was going to do a vision board for 2014 so that I can really map out what I want to manifest in the coming year, or I need to get really clear about my time schedule, or I need to get back to this client, or I need to set up my newsletters, or I need to map out my marketing plan for the project that I'm launching and the, you know, free preview webinar calls or telephone calls that I'm doing to get people on the call, or I need to reach out to this colleague or go to this event or whatever it is. All of those things that are sort of floating around as background noise, they are taking up such an immense amount of energy, more than you can even begin to imagine. And so what it's really time for you to do is it's time for you to take a stand for getting these things off of your to-do list, getting the piles out of your office, organizing things, throwing things out, recycling things, giving things away, selling things on Craigslist, clearing out and completion is really what you need to be focusing on, because the projects that you want to complete for 2014, they're not going to get done in a timely and efficient manner if you have all of these looming things in the background noise of your psychology. And so I would encourage you to get the support that you need to get it done. And that might look like having a professional organizer come in. It might look like having a personal assistant come in. And truly, what I have seen in getting the support in your home and even having like a housekeeper come even just one time, it truly to a certain degree is like a cheerleader. It's like having someone there to give you the accountability and to get you motivated to do something. So like if my cleaning lady wasn't coming every, I ever come every 3 weeks, like so every 3 weeks it's like top to bottom, everything is pristine, and I mean I keep things extremely neat to begin with. But it's sort of like that extra, I'm going to get it done. And if you think about, have you ever had friends over or, we're coming off of Thanksgiving here, so having friends or family over for a party or a Thanksgiving celebration or a get-together or a Hanukkah celebration, you are totally cleaning the house and, like, putting things away, even if it means shoving things in drawers. I mean, your house is looking sparkling, shining. You're getting it together. You're putting things either in their place or you're throwing things out. And when people come over, you know, the counters are clean and the beds are made and all of those things. And it is taken to a whole nother level, especially if you have someone even just sleeping over and you're hosting a guest overnight. So in the same way that you would do that kind of preparation, that's how your daily life should be. That's how your house should look on a regular, everyday basis. And when you clear out the clutter, not only from your house, but from your mind and also from your computer, because people are so famous these days for having 400 texts in their text, you know, app, and then having maybe 4,000 emails in their email inbox. Like all of these things are taking up psychic energy and psychic real estate. And if you do not take a stand for clearing things out and completing your tasks, no one will, and you will continue not to be as efficient and as effective as you're hoping to be. And as it says in The Science of Getting Rich, people do things in an efficient manner in order to get rich, in order to get the results that they're looking to get. And if you continue to choose not to be efficient and not to clear up and close up these open-ended projects or these open-ended, you know, different things that are taking up the space in your mind and not getting these to-do lists checked off or starred off on your list, you will continue to manifest the same thing and the same experience that you're already experiencing. And so I'm just going to let folks know that if you're on the phone, you can press star 2 to ask a question soon. And if you're on the webcast, you can type your Q&A right into the Q&A box there, and I will answer your questions live. And while everyone's looking at either typing in a question or getting your hand raised, I will continue on with our teaching for today on the radio show. So the very first step, there's really three easy steps that you need to take in order to get it done. And certainly you're going to accelerate your results if you're working with a coach privately or even in a group setting. And so the very first thing that you need to do in any given situation is you need to have the awareness. So often these to-do lists have gotten pushed to the back burner that they become something that is no longer conscious, but they will pop in here and there and sort of remain, as I said, in the background as background noise. And so if you don't begin to heighten your awareness and choose to be more conscious about what specifically is popping into your mind and jot it down, then it will house itself there and continue to be in a certain way like a virus. It's draining your energy. It's, you know, causing you to be less aware, less focused, less energetic, and so on. So if you just begin to this week, as you go throughout your week, notice the things that pop into your mind, like, oh, I forgot that the person left me a message and I need to call them back. Write it down. This awareness exercise is to be done with no self-judgment, no, oh, my God, I totally forgot. They called me a month ago. They must think I'm, like, the worst friend in the world. Like, none of that. It will not serve you. It will just continue to break you down. And so this list is just to be a running list of things that pop into your mind of what you were doing that pops in your mind and you weren't aware of it, and so you're getting it down on paper. And that is one of the biggest and most powerful things that women can do, because a lot of times women keep themselves stuck when they're just thinking about it and they're not getting it down on the paper. And the same thing happens when it comes to business planning. You know, you might think of a great project or program that you want to launch, or, you know, connecting with a particular JV client or something along those lines. And it might just be in your mind about, okay, well, I would maybe do like an 8-week program or a 12-week program, and I would have this many women, and then maybe I would do a preview call in order to get people signed up, or maybe do a speaking engagement, and I might charge this amount of money. And like all of a sudden, before you know it, you're under a pile of thoughts floating around in the atmosphere and in your brain, and you're going to go into overwhelm and shutdown because you're not, number one, getting your vision put down on paper, it's not connected to your passion and your why, and then you're unable to map it out. And without mapping it out and getting it on a calendar, you most certainly aren't going to be able to prepare and do a successful marketing launch campaign. So being aware and writing it down, the next easy step that is huge is to, on the same list, and typically what I tell people to do is to draw a line down the center. On the left is personal, on the right is business. So you're already separating and getting organized. Go and do a mind dump, whether it is a program or a project that you want to launch, whether it is connecting or growing your list or what have you, whether it's personal, whether it's business, whatever it is, get it down on paper. Do a mind dump. Get it all out on paper, like whether it's errands that you have to run or client gifts that you need to purchase or holiday cards that you need to write, whatever it is, get it down on paper and segregate it from business on the right and personal on the left. And then what you can do is you actually might need to go back, if you haven't done this in a while, you may need to go back to that list and begin crossing out things that are no longer relevant, especially when you have the awareness of what's popping in, like, oh, I need to call the garage door guy or whatever, and then, like, maybe the garage door ended up fixing itself and you didn't need to, you know, the problem resolved itself, for example. And so if that's the case, then perhaps there are things on this list that are totally irrelevant, or maybe you're going to clear some of these things that are on your list off of your schedule, and then they become irrelevant as well. So the third thing that you need to do is you need to prioritize these. And if you're looking at your business list, the priorities at the top need to be money-generating activities. What are the tasks that you can do in your business today to generate more money? What are the things that you can delegate? So on that list, you need to be looking at what are the things you need to prioritize and what are the things that you need to be delegating. And so really taking that time to get the list created and start knocking it off like you are a machine, like you are training for a marathon, for example. If it's like you have to give yourself a deadline. You know, for those of you who celebrate Christmas, there is a deadline. It's December 25th. And so if you don't purchase all of your gifts for the people that you're purchasing gifts for by December 25th, and you're going to meet with people on December 25th, or your children, you know, are obviously hopefully expecting some gifts and that sort of thing, there is a deadline. And so you must give yourself a deadline. And especially as women entrepreneurs, this can be quite a challenge indeed. And so writing your goals down every single Sunday and putting a completion date on them. What date? Put it into the calendar. If it's not in the calendar, it's not real. And so one of the things that I have started doing, because I'm really interested in upgrading and up-leveling my time and leveraging my time and energy in a new and bigger way, is I'm starting to calendar in everything. I'm actually using my iCalendar as like kind of like a journal. And so when I map my week out, I will put in there, you know, this time chunk to work on my business, and these are the tasks that I'm doing. And then because as entrepreneurs, your schedule can sometimes get a monkey wrench thrown into it. For example, today with my kids being off from school again and us having no electricity for the whole entire morning, I need to go back into the calendar, which I've already done, and I will edit what was there. If I didn't, let's say I didn't go to the gym at 2:30 and I ended up going at 4:30, then I will edit that so that if I look at the day past or the time past, I can see exactly what really happened. And so, you know, in that way, it's easier to uncover perhaps a pattern of what's happening and why. Like, if you're going week after week and there's a task or something that's going to help you move forward and going to help you make more money in your business and you're not aware of it, then you're not going to be able to see, like, what it is to even have an awareness of this isn't working for me. So you need to see, like, if you have a particular task scheduled for every Monday at the same time, let's say every single Monday from 2 p.m. Eastern to 3 p.m. Eastern, you're going to go into social media and you're going to have a presence there. You're going to post in your groups, or you're going to reply to whatever's happening in social media, or you're going to go on Twitter or LinkedIn or Pinterest or whatever, and you don't go in there every week from 2 to 3, do you know what you're doing instead? Are you actually on Facebook but not doing what you've intended to do? And so in the beginning of the week, begin to get really much more detail. This is how you can organize your tasks and stay out of overwhelm. And calendar it in the same way that you would if you were scheduling a doctor's appointment. You would keep that appointment. If you had a client call, you would keep that appointment. You wouldn't just push it off. And then go back every couple of hours throughout your day and be clear about what you've done. Did you complete the task? Did you stay on track for your intended schedule and your intended what you were going to do, or did it not work out? And very often what may need to be required for you is to reschedule that. you know, reschedule that yoga class or whatever that is for you. Figure out a way that you can reschedule it, and also be constantly looking for ways to leverage your time. There's a worksheet that I give my clients, and it's the ability for you to look at what are you uniquely brilliant at and what are you not uniquely brilliant at. And generally, the things that you are uniquely brilliant at, they are money-generating activities. For me to do client consultations and laser coaching sessions and discovery sessions with potential clients, those are money-generating activities. I can't get my personal assistant to get on a phone call and do potential client follow-up calls for me. She's not going to convert people to become my coaching clients. She's not been trained for that. And so that's something that I can leverage my time for. So here's the thing. I'm not uniquely brilliant at doing the laundry or filling up my bird feeders or vacuuming my house. So these are things that I have her do. And also in your business, you know, getting your newsletter set up, getting your pictures put into your newsletter, or sending out a solo mailer that's promoting a special that you have or something that you're offering, those might not necessarily be things that you're uniquely brilliant at. And so you can have a VA do that, or even an in-person assistant that can go into whatever e-commerce site that you use and set that up and then send it over to you for approval and find stock photos and do some social media and all of these different things. So that is truly the goal as you grow in your personal life and in your business life. And it is really critical for you to be continuing to work that muscle of personal development and continue to evolve and get more efficient with your time, get more efficient with what you're devoting your energy to, get more efficient with the projects that you're completing, get more efficient with clearing things off of your plate, even if it means hiring someone to come and help you with it, even if they might not be able to do some of the work. You know, if you have a task that you've been trying to complete for a while, but you're not really doing it, maybe you get a friend to come over. If there's some scrapbooking things that you wanted to do for your kids, you know, baby books or something along those lines, and you get a friend to come over, maybe, like I said earlier, you want to do a vision board for 2014, throw a vision board party. If you need help getting to the gym, get an accountability buddy. Find someone to go to the gym with you. So those are just some different ways for you to really start maximizing your time and your energy and get more out of what you're doing. So I'm going to go over to the webcast to see if there's any questions. If you're on the line, we usually reserve the last half an hour for question and answer. And so if you're on the phone, you can press star 2 to raise your hand. And if you're in the webcast, you can type your question directly into the webcast there, and I'll be able to see it and answer your question. So let me just go over. We have no one on the phone raising their hand at this point. So, again, if you're on the phone, you just need to press star 2 to raise your hand. And then those of you who are present on the webcast, you can just type your question directly into that Q&A box there, and I will be able to see your question and answer it. So this is really your time. For those of you who have taken the time to be present here on the radio show, I know that for me personally, I could never have too much coaching. There would never be a moment where I say, oh, I'm really good and I don't really have a question, or if there was, perhaps it would do me good to spend some time just even celebrating. So if you're on the webcast or the phone line and you don't have a question, you might have a comment, or you might just want to celebrate some of the achievements that you have made, or you might be sitting in complete and total shock about how many projects you have left open-ended that aren't allowing for you to really leverage your time and energy in an efficient way that's going to get you the results that you're looking for. So if you're on the call and you're thinking to yourself, you know, I've had the same goal for 3 years and I still haven't really met the goal, you know, whether that's losing weight or getting your website done or getting your business off the ground or beginning to make consistent income every single month, or you said you were going to start a book but you haven't, or you said you were going to finish a book but you haven't, or you need to upgrade your branding or get a new photo shoot. Like, all of these things are the projects that are draining you, and they're literally keeping more clients and more success and more money from coming to you. When you really choose to get focused and organized and wrap up the different projects' completion, whether it's cleaning out clutter, a closet, taking a trip to Goodwill, organizing your garage, getting your filing system together for your business, getting your money straight for your business, having a separate business checking account and a separate business savings account, committing to beginning to pay yourself on a consistent weekly basis. All of these things are uncompleted projects that you will be required to devote time and energy to, and also to delegate is a huge one that I see so many business owners holding themselves back. They hold themselves back by staying in procrastination, hiding behind the computer, not being visible, not getting the project done, complaining, gossiping, going to too many networking events. There's so many ways where I see people continue to hold themselves back in their business versus really going for it. And, you know, on the heels of losing such an incredible and great leader, Nelson Mandela, I know so many of you are familiar with that quote where he says, it is not our, you know, it is not that we're fearing our failure. It's more that we're fearing our successes. And I really work through this with so many of my clients where there's this kind of feeling of being excited and also this, like, I call them, oh, holy shit moments. And it's when you're really stretching yourself in your personal life or in your business, it's almost like if you can imagine the feeling of going ziplining, or if you can imagine the feeling of jumping out of an airplane and doing parachuting or skydiving, or maybe if you're afraid of heights, it might be climbing. Whatever that physical activity is, I know that you're familiar with that fear. And if you aren't experiencing that feeling of fear and excitement every 90 days, at least once or twice, you're not growing at the pace in which the universe wants you to grow. You're not going for it in the way that you were really meant to go for it. And so very often you keep yourself stuck by hiding behind these open-ended projects, the unfinished projects. And those are the things that hold you back. And you go forward in your life, but you don't really make that much progress. You don't really see that much headway being made. And so often people, 1 year down the road, 2 years down the road, 3 years down the road, their life doesn't look that much different. That's not how we were intended to live our lives. Those of you who are on a call like this, on this radio show, Legendary Leadership, there is no way that you would be called to be on a radio show called Legendary Leadership if you weren't meant for great things, if you weren't meant to be trailblazing, if you weren't meant to be making a bigger difference in the world, if you weren't meant to be connected to your passion and purpose and expressing it in the world. And so hiding behind these unfinished projects is not where you were intended to be. You were intended to be jumping off that bridge and trusting with the deepest faith that the net will appear, that you will be supported in your business, that you will be supported in your projects, that you will be supported in the universe providing clients for you to work with, and for you to be supported in a way that your bank balance is truly growing year after year, that you're hitting milestones month after month. And if that is not you, then you are very likely keeping yourself small because you are afraid of being successful, not because you're afraid to fail. So I'm going to jump back over to the line here and just see if we have any brave souls ready to ask a question or even to celebrate anything at all that they might want to celebrate. So we have one person on the phone line. So while you guys are typing in on the Q&A box there on the webcast, I will go over to the phone line here. And we have Juliet, I believe, in New Jersey. Hi, Juliet. How are you?
Hi, Rebecca. I'm great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Good to hear your voice.
Thanks. Yours, too. I'm jumping from one call to the next.
I know. I was doing the same, and I hope it didn't mess anything up with you for getting the producer over there, but I had to hop over to get on my radio show.
Yeah, it all worked out great. And I came on a little late on yours, but I'm glad I'm here now.
Awesome. So what's your question?
Yeah, so I have had a pretty successful week the other week. I made 5K in 4 days.
Yay, I love it.
Yeah, which is so awesome. And, I just experienced how easy it can be when I got in touch with my desires and allowed myself to receive, right? So that was huge. I've been holding a container to make, 15K in a month's time.
Okay, awesome.
And part of what, my first reaction and what I've been kind of just like initially doing is like investing even more in myself because I'm so fueled by that. And so now like what I made kind of went down again. And now I'm kind of in that like a little bit fearful, although I'm trusting, that it will come through for other things, because now, like, things like loans for my school just started coming in, and that kind of blindsided me. So I have this package that I have not been broadcasting, and it's I have this deal going on right now to work with me for 3 months. And I'm in this kind of transition because they're at the prices that I've been coaching at for the past six months, but I'm now very ready to up level, and my prices will be like 3 to 5 times what it is right now in 2014.
Okay.
But I have this VIP package that is 6 months that I've been only offering people who've been working with me for 3 months already.
Okay.
So now I'm having this itch to be like, some people who I'm also already working with might really like be, this might be so value for them. And at this price, it's kind of like, why not offer it to them now before 2014 hits?
Okay. Awesome. So what's your question?
So the two offerings are like the VIP package is, significantly more than the 3 month package, but it's because it includes like a 2 hour intensive, and I also hook them up with other things in the mail. So I'm wondering, I guess what I should ask right now is the current clients I have, how do I, what is a great way to show them that this might be a chance to up-level themselves for the next 6 months?
Okay, great. Great question. So here's my questions for you so I can get clear and give you, a laser-focused answer. So what are your current 3 month package prices?
Yeah, so it's $1,200. So it's either $400 a month or a one-time payment of $996.
Okay.
And that includes nine sessions with me and also a bonus Reiki session because I offer that as well.
Oh, cool. Okay, good. All right. And then what is your VIP 6 month package?
So what I've created is 2 hour intensive, 16 times one-on-one hour sessions. And I also love sending them a Kindle, which, they'll get supported with books throughout their time and bonus Reiki sessions as well. Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay, and what's the price point on that?
So this is $5,000 for the 6 months. So that's $833 a month, or $4,500 for one payment. We're two installments
for pay and full.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so here's what I would say, and so Your goal, your money goal for the month of December is $15,000?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. And how much of that have you met already?
I have met around 8K.
Okay, so you just need to make $7,000 more for this month?
Yes.
Okay, very cool.
But also,
awesome.
But also, if I can say this, I've already spent some of that by investing in myself. So that number has gone down. So I'm also a little bit like,
Well, here's what I want you to get really clear about. The number didn't go down. Money has the energy of flowing in and flowing out.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you, like, I track my monthly income, and I encourage everyone to do that as well. Mm-hmm. So if I have $15,000 that I've already, you know, been open to receiving this month with my clients, it's not like, okay, well, I just went and spent $2,000 on Christmas, and so now really my income is $13,000, not $15,000. It's a perspective, and so it's that perspective is sort of this energy of, like, things are being taken away from you once you create them.
Right, right. Makes total sense.
Versus looking at it as money flows in and money flows out and money flows in and money flows out, and I'm always taken care of and supported by the universe no matter what. Because the money flows out for a reason, you know, like if I'm paying my mortgage and that gets paid, it's like, okay, well, I'm living in my house and or I'm paying for heat, you know, or I'm paying even for my personal assistant. It's like I'm investing in something that is supporting me.
Yes.
And so it's really being open to the flow of money, knowing and trusting that money flows in and money flows out, that there's always more than enough for your basic needs and the things that bring you enjoyment.
Yeah.
So as far as the packages go and the rest of the year, why are you thinking that you would have them jump up in price by five times, by 3 to 5 times?
Because I know the value that I'm offering them, which is why and what people are getting from working with me. And
okay.
because of that, and the prices are completely rising in 2014, I still have it within me that this would be an awesome opportunity to be able to share to 3 or 4 people.
Okay, awesome. So, I mean, here's the thing, like, when I first started my business, my 6-month coaching packages were $12.97. And I think after like 2 sessions with my very first client ever, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm never charging this much again. This is like ridiculous. I should be getting paid this like for 3-month package or 2-month package. And so as soon as I sold that first $12.97 package, I booked another 6-month client and my price went up to $24.97. So you have to be where you're at, and I think what you're saying is great is it because you're believing in your value. And so a lot of times what I see from many clients is they'll make this jump. They'll be like, well, I'm going to have a $10,000 package. And it's like, well, hold on a minute. Like, you're over here selling, like, a $4,000 package, and now all of a sudden you're going to jump to a $10,000 package. So if on the subconscious mind it's not something that's believable and there isn't this element of charging what you're worth and getting paid for it value-wise, then it's more than likely that no one's going to sign up for your packages and you're going to go home with your tail between your legs. I'm not necessarily getting that that's what's happening here for you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's awesome. And with that being said, what I would suggest that you do, Are you up-leveling your 6-month package in the new year as well? Are you upping the price
yes.
of that?
Yes.
Okay. What's that price going to go to?
In my mind right now, I haven't quite formed it yet. I have 10 grand in my mind.
Okay. Cool. So, you know, I mean, I would get clear on that. And then the number that kind of came to me for you was 7,000 to do a paid in full 7,000. Like, that's, you know, a $2,500 jump there.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what I would do. If your 3-month packages are going to be, say, $2,500 paid in full for the new year, go find 7 women that want to get, like, basically 70% off before the end of the year.
So can you repeat that?
Sure. So if you have the ability to connect with, you know, go find 7 people who either want to renew their packages. I mean, do you have anyone that is their packages are ending?
Yes, 2 people.
Okay, cool. So give them an opportunity to invest in either a 3-month package again or a 6-month package again, even if they might need to take a little bit of a break with the holidays and that sort of thing, and say, look, you know, this is your opportunity to invest in this because my prices are going up January 1, and I only have, you know, I mean, realistically, like, as coaches, we can only work with so many people.
Right.
So you know, it's not just that your prices are going to go up, but it's also that your time is what it is, and so you only have so many coaching spots available. And so one of the things that I did for back in May, I was selling Get It Done 90-day Get It Done coaching packages for $2,500. And mm-hmm. for the clients that chose to stay on with me, I honored their $2,500 price and let them sign up for another round and invest in themselves again. But for everyone else that came on, my investment amount for those packages is now at $4,000.
Right.
So, in other words, if your client doesn't have a gap in between working with you, they get to have that existing client bonus. But I would, mm-hmm. I would, for you, I don't think this is even an existing client bonus. I think this is literally like my investment amounts are going up, and this is your opportunity to book this package at this price prior
right.
to the end of the year based upon the spacing that I have. So you have mm-hmm. two people that are packages are ending, and let's say one of them decides to go for the VIP 6-month package. That's $4,500 there. And the other one mm-hmm. goes for the 3-month package, perhaps, or maybe both of them go for the 6-month VIP package, and you have $9,000.
Yep.
Or you have, you know, $5,500, and then you just need two more paid in full 3-month package clients.
Right.
So the way yep. to get them to see the value is for you to show them, you know, because of the level in which I say this to my clients all the time. Because of the level in which I invest in myself and invest in high end, I mean, I'm investing in like $100,000 coaches, okay? So, you
yeah.
know, for me to sell a $10,000 diamond package is not that big of a deal, considering the training and expertise level of coaching mastery and so on that I'm bringing to the table is a pretty high level. And so mm-hmm. my packages in the time that I have been coaching have gone up pretty dramatically at a pretty quick pace because of the level in which I continue to grow and evolve.
Yep.
So it's not like you're just some coach who's like sitting there and like, you know, you're in a group program and it's like $1,200 for 6 months and you're like getting not so much getting like one-on-one coaching. I mean, when you invest in yourself and, you know, I know that you've invested in the academy and that sort of thing. And then I don't know if you're looking into getting any kind of private coaching in the leadership
yep.
team, but that
I have already. Yep.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, so when you do that, I mean, that level of accelerated growth and wisdom and coaching mastery that you deliver to your clients, like, you have to upgrade your prices. You would be doing them a disservice if you didn't upgrade your prices. And
yeah,
so
that's exactly how I feel.
Awesome. Yeah, so I would just really make this commitment for you to, over the next 2 to 3 weeks, just totally bang this out and get these, you know, maybe it's one VIP package and 3 3-month packages. And that becomes your mantra. You focus on nothing else. You do nothing else until this task is done. And you will make it happen.
I will.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, awesome, my dear. Congratulations. I'm so excited for you. There's so many amazing things happening right now. Great question. And thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. I will mute your line. And we are pretty much wrapping up here at the top of the hour. So for those of you who have any questions in the webcast, be sure to post them over there in our Legendary Leadership Radio Show Facebook page, and I will be sure to answer them there. And have a great rest of the day, everyone. Thanks for being on the line, and I look forward to connecting with you next week. We have our guest expert, Jen Cohen-Crompton, on, and she's going to be sharing some really juicy information about how to connect more deeply with your tribe. And she's a social media expert who works for multi-million-dollar corporations and so on and does some blogging for them and so on. So really excited to have her. So make sure you tune in next week when Jen is on as our guest. Enjoy the day, everyone. Bye.